Welcome to another episode of Breakthrough with Deidre. I'm Deidre Bradley, the Breakthrough Specialist, and I'm on a mission to encourage, equip, and empower you to conquer over limitations and into your God-given destiny. As a wife, mother, minister, educator, and author, I have over 30 years of experience overcoming challenges that were designed to stop me. But I refused to quit and began fighting for my God-designed destiny. Each week, I'll upload a new message that will reignite your faith and fuel your spirit. If this is your first time joining, thank you for tuning in today. And I'd encourage you to hit subscribe wherever you consume the content. After listening, if the message has been helpful to you and added value to your day, please share or write a review. In this episode, I'll challenge you to reframe your thoughts to a new vision of positive possibilities. I will release declarations to refuel and remind you that you are blessed and anointed to win. Thank you for listening today. I'm so excited to share this message with you. So let's dive in. It's time for you to break through. Did you know that how you view yourself determines the intensity of your pursuit to accomplish your dreams or goals? If you don't see yourself as valuable or worthy, you will put little or no effort into fulfilling your purpose. If I were to ask you to describe yourself, would you find it difficult and uncomfortable to find the words to celebrate your uniqueness? When people compliment you on your achievements or celebrate you for reaching a goal, do you find it hard to accept their praise? Or maybe you've become comfortable with living with failures, refusing to dream or hope again. Well, it's time to reframe your thinking and upload some new data into your brain. It's not over, but it's just beginning. It's time to remember that you are blessed. Years ago, my mom told me about a vision she had when she was pregnant with me. After her first semester of college, she returned home pregnant and alone. She said she felt afraid that she had let everyone down in her family since she was the oldest and first one to go to college. She didn't know what the future had in store for herself or for me. It was a few weeks before her delivery date, and she was resting at a relative's house. She told me all she could remember that while she was laying on the couch, relaxing, resting, she saw two hands rest on her belly, anointing her belly. She said after that, she knew she would be okay. Of course, she was a little frightened, but she realized that it was the Holy Spirit letting her know that He was going to take care of her and that everything was going to be okay. In other words, we were blessed. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and approved you as my instrument. And before you were born, I consecrated you to myself as my own. I have appointed you." Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts, the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for peace and well-being and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." Isaiah 43:1 says, "But now this is what the Lord, your creator, says, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear. For I have redeemed you from captivity. I have called you by name. You are mine." Let me tell you, I love that last part. You are mine. That phrase alone launched me into one of my greatest breakthroughs. But I'll save that testimony for another episode. These three scriptures remind us that God has a destiny for us, a destiny of peace, a destiny of hope, a future for us, and that He's anointed you. He's providing for us. He's equipped us and has given us everything we need to succeed. And again, that favorite part of mine on Isaiah 43 and 1, you are mine. When I think about that, that brings me comfort to know that if I belong to God and I'm His, it's His responsibility to provide me with everything I need. I think about my own kids, my daughters. They're ours. They're John and I's. They're our kids. We provide for them. We make sure that they have everything they need. If they need shoes, we provide it. Clothes, we provide it. Food, we provide it. Through the blessings of the Lord. Whatever their need is, we provide it. And let me tell you, there's not a day that goes by where they feel like their needs are not being met. And that alone reminds me of the promise that God made to me in this scripture, that I'm His and I never have to worry about being without. I never have to worry about not having emotional support, not having financial support, not having what I need to succeed, because He says I'm His. When I was young, I did struggle with low self-esteem. I looked fine on the outside, but on the inside, I was a hot mess. I wrestled with rejection, abandonment, and fear. And it was those set of scriptures that helped me to realign my view about myself and the future that was before me. And I pray that these scriptures will do the same for you. Today, I'm here to remind you that you are not a misplaced misfit, but a marvelous masterpiece created to give God glory. I know you may be experiencing challenges, but hold on, help is on the way. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare throw in the towel. Don't you dare quit. You are on the brink of a great breakthrough. Let me tell you, if I would have given up and listened to the devil over 20 years ago, where he was telling me to take my own life, that it was over for you, that there was nothing good in your future, I would have missed out on the great blessings that the Lord had in store for me. I would have missed out on my two beautiful and amazing daughters. I wouldn't be here to celebrate 27 years of marriage to my awesome husband. I wouldn't have a career that I love, where I have the opportunity to impart joy and hope into the lives of hundreds of children. I wouldn't have the many friendships that I've made along the way. So you see, there is a bright future ahead if you just continue to keep your eyes focused on His word and what He has promised us. Don't you give up on your dream. Don't you give up on your business or your family or your marriage or your job or your book, that book you've been telling yourself that you're going to write, or your job, or you. Don't give up on you. You will win. Christ has already paid the price for your victory and has anointed you to win. I decree and declare your thoughts are in harmony with your Heavenly Father. I decree and I declare that every thought of evil, of injustice, of greed, of jealousy, of rebellion, any perversion, all of these spirits are dethroned, dismantled, and bound. I decree that you walk in a life full of joy, a life full of hope and of peace. I decree Luke 3 and 5 that every crooked place would be made straight. I decree and declare that you walk in abundance. I decree and declare that you are loved and accepted. I decree and declare John 3:16 over your life, that God so loved the world that He gave His only Son for us, for you. I decree Isaiah 53 and 5, that by his stripes you are healed. You are healed from depression. You are healed from every infirmity. You are healed from every spirit that will try to bind you and keep you from moving forward. I decree and declare Psalms 139 and 14, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. I decree Isaiah 64 and 8, that, O Lord, thou art our Father, and we are the clay, and you are the potter, and we are work in your hands. I decree 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, that any man who is in Christ is a new creature, and all things are passed away, and all things become new. I decree 2 Timothy 1 and 7, God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Come on, I know you are feeling this. You better reach up and grab this word and put them on the tables of your heart. I decree 1 Peter 2 and 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. I decree and declare Ephesians 2 and 10, for you are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Come on, you need to just look in the mirror wherever you are. Look in the mirror, tell yourself, speak out loud that I am the workmanship of Christ and I will do good works. I will do things that will make an impact in the world. I decree Philippians 4 and 13 that you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. Come on, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens and empowers you to fulfill his purpose, because you are self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. You are ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength and confidence and peace in you. I decree that all the blessings of the Lord follow you and overtake you, and as you align with his will. I decree you are blessed. Your family is blessed. The work of your hands is blessed. Your jobs is blessed. Your friends are blessed. Your financial storehouses are blessed. Your health is blessed. I decree and declare that your neighborhood is blessed. Come on, our nation is blessed. Come on, I decree and declare that you are so blessed that your enemies flee, they run and they hide. You'll look for them and you won't even be able to find them. Come on, now that is something to rejoice and celebrate. Every enemy is defeated because you are blessed. Come on, you are a child of the King. You are his. Come on, you better put a smile on your face and agree with God's word for your life. Shout hallelujah, clap your hands and say, I'm blessed. Come on, I challenge you, I dare you to say it three more times for the people in the back. Come on, I'm blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. Your past mistakes do not make you. They do not dictate the blessings that the Lord has in store for you. You're who God says you are, not who the world says. You are his marvelous masterpiece, made in his image, empowered to do all things. I pray that this message has been a blessing to you. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe and share if you have felt empowered and blessed by the words that you have heard. Remember, success isn't just for a few, but it's for you too. Your possibilities are limitless when you have the courage to break through.